Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Tour set pop.
So I've been playing a fun game with my students who are learning about like personality and physical adjectives. So I play basically guess who. I just project a person on the screen and like people are blindfolded and someone describes obviously in Spanish to them who's on screen and they have to guess.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So kind of as a joke, because I made this slideshow and all of these people, I put in BTS.
I seriously love that you did that though. Oh, wow.
Like, just knowing full well, like, really just hoping for the eye rolls from my students, but knowing, like, they're just going to be overwhelmed with trying to describe seven of them. Like, I hear some, like, I siete, son rubios, just, you know, Spanish one level Spanish. But it was just so fun and hilarious to see their reactions. And one of my students, she fangirled over Jungkook. She was like, oh my God, Jungkook, he's so hot. This was like the first, obviously I have BTS all over my room. Like, this is the first time I've heard that this girl is an army at all. So it just cracked me up.
Yeah.
And then like literally 20 seconds later, I see this kid in the back of the room and he stands up and pulls his phone out and just kind of like leans back a little bit and takes a picture of the screen while BTS are up. And I was like, you needed to take a picture there? And he was like, yeah, he has the same hair as me. He pointed at Jimin.
Yeah, the same hair as Jimin.
Yeah. It was when Jimin was like blonde and, you know, it was just really funny. Apparently like this kid's friends tells him that he has like him and Jimin have the same hair, or him and BTS have the same hair.
He has BTS hair. Oh, funny.
So just think like this hilarious, like little nuggets of BTS and like my work life crossing over right here was just too good not to share.
I love when that happens. I think it's so great that you put BTS in this slideshow and that they had to describe in Spanish what they look like.
Dude, it's literally my identifier now, like in the community, not even just in the school, in the community. Oh, that one teacher who likes BTS.
Really?
My coworker was at fucking kickboxing class and she was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah, that was my son's teacher. She really likes BTS, doesn't she?
Wow. Like,
never, I never spoke to this parent, you know? Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. So you're just well known.
Well known.
I love that, though. Embrace that title, man.
It's me. So on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, J-Hope is everyone's bias wrecker, and that's a damn fact.
That is a damn fact. Or Hope World easily is one of the best albums of all time.
No exaggeration.
No exaggeration.
Exactly true. So if you're down for that, then you're in the right place.
All right. So in today's episode, we are doing Our Hope, Our Angel Part 2.
Yay!
It is well overdue, but we're just going to talk about everything J-Hope because we're celebrating J-Hope's birthday,
yes,
which is February 18th. It's his birthday month. So of course we had to do this episode.
Yeah. We told you guys on our first J-Hope themed episode, Our Hope, Our Angel Part 1, that we were going to have to come back for another one. And it has been like literally 3 years since we did that. So we're back.
Yeah. It was really due.
Isn't that crazy?
I didn't think about that.
Way overdue.
Yeah.
But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated.
Yes, guys, thank you so much. Okay, so our charity of the month for the month of February, we are going to support the American Heart Association because it is American Heart Month. Believe it or not, you guys, new info maybe about us. We were in the same sorority in college, and each, you know, Greek life has a philanthropy that they support. And the one that our sorority supported was the American Heart Association, and specifically the cause Go Red for Women. So Go Red for Women is the American Heart Association's signature women's initiative. It's a comprehensive platform designed to increase women's health and heart awareness, as well as serve as a catalyst for change to improve the lives of women globally. Nearly 80% of cardiac events can be prevented, and cardiovascular diseases continue to be a woman's greatest health threat. Heart disease and stroke is the number one killer of women, killing 1 in 3 women, which is 1 woman a minute.
That's a lot. Yeah. Wow.
Staggering numbers. Mm-hmm. So we just want to today, because it's our first time talking about it, we want to give you guys some warning signs and symptoms of heart attack and of stroke. So for heart attack symptoms, if you're feeling uncomfortable pressure, squeezing, fullness of pain in the center of your chest, and if it lasts more than a few minutes, or if it goes away and comes back, that could be a symptom. Pain and discomfort in one or both arms, as well as in the back, neck, jaw, or stomach. When you have shortness of breath without chest discomfort could also be a sign. There's also other signs such as breaking out in cold sweat, nausea, and lightheadedness. But as with men, women's most common heart attack symptoms is chest pain or discomfort. But women are somewhat more likely to experience some of the other common symptoms, particularly shortness of breath, nausea and vomiting, and then the back and the jaw pain.
Mm-hmm. All things to be looking for. Could be you, or for those around you, if someone's feeling discomfort, asking questions about how are you feeling, you know, that can help save a life, just knowing the signs and symptoms. So for stroke, some signs and symptoms are sudden numbness or weakness to the face, arm or leg, especially on one side of the body, sudden confusion, trouble speaking or understanding, sudden trouble seeing or blurred vision in one or both eyes, or a sudden onset of difficulty leave with walking, dizziness, loss of balance, or coordination. And then lastly, a severe headache has also been shown as a possible sign and symptom.
Yeah. I mean, and what we learned throughout our philanthropy interactions with this cause is that, you know, a matter of minutes can be the difference between a full recovery and permanent damage or death. So recognizing these signs early is really important. Calling 911 or your emergency line early is very, very important. Please donate at heart.org or at goredforwomen.org during this month to support these causes. Go red for women with us.
Yeah, go red. Great. Okay. So let's go ahead and start with Jung Ho-suk. Okay. Just some background information. His full name is Jung Ho-suk. His stage name is J-Hope. He has all sorts of little nicknames too, Hobie being the most commonly used nickname. His height is 5'10". His birthday is February 18th, 1994. And for his astrology sign, he is an Aquarius, but he's right on the verge of being a Pisces too, yeah. Right? He's like on the last day for
he's
Aquarius.
On the cusp.
On the cusp. Yes. Thank you. But just some traits and characteristics that we found of Aquarius is innate warmth and sociability, eccentric and energetic, and a good listener.
Yes. And because he's on the Pisces cusp, that brings in some qualities of a true flower child vibe, which I was like, yes,
wow.
That's him. And also people who are on the cusp between the two are thought to or are known to be able to connect soul to soul.
Yeah, that would go along with being a good listener. I know in BTS, a lot of the members are very comfortable approaching J-Hope because I think he does have that just good listener ability and connecting with people.
Definitely. Mm. I think they said that in a festa also when they were answering questions one time, that he's such a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so for his personality, as we see it, because we don't know him, we've never actually talked to him. But
Just our perception
of J-Hope. He's very hardworking. He's detail-oriented, can be kind of a perfectionist, but very well-organized, punctual, and clean.
Mm-hmm.
I know just whenever I'm thinking about J-Hope and his how he dances and everything and just his craft and how hard he works in BTS. He really is just like so into the details and making sure it's as perfect as he can make it, especially like Hope World too. I think he worked so hard on Hope World, but then it's so interesting to hear him talk about it now with Disease, when he released Disease, and just how he's worked himself really, really hard and some of the anxiety that comes with that, and that maybe this isn't good for me to be this kind of perfectionist or work just overly hard.
Yeah, that self-reflection that we've gotten now in hindsight, I think that over the years, we've definitely seen those aspects of him. But then, you know, with Disease, we're seeing that other side of him, and maybe he's letting us show a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's letting us see a little bit behind that mask, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going along of what you said, I think he has very high standards. I think that goes along with like his perfectionism and his hardworking nature. I think he's not easily impressed, and it's not like he's intimidating, but I just don't think that he's easy to impress. I think that he just has high standards for himself and others, and that carries on throughout everything that he does. At the same time, we know J-Hope to be a happy person, a joyful person, and approachable, like you said, a good listener, and supportive to his friends and the people that he loves and cares about.
Yeah, I think he's really supportive. Kind of going back to what you were saying, where he's not easily impressed, I think he offers really good feedback too, and what also makes him really kind of a good listener.
Yeah.
And just being supportive of his members and providing that feedback.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's also energetic and very enthusiastic, which is just such a great, I mean, he's just our sunshine, our ray of sunshine.
Hobie sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But yes, very enthusiastic. One of the things that I really love that Namjoon said that I think perfectly describes J-Hope and who he is as a person is he said, "If I am fire, J-Hope is water. He's really sociable, so he's good at mixing with others and our group members."
I love that. Mm-hmm. It's so true.
I think that really describes who J-Hope is, like water, fluid. Mm-hmm. And I even think about the way his body moves. Yes. And how it's kind of like water, so fluid, but just being approachable and being able to mix and talk with everyone. Something else I really love that Namjoon said that I'm pretty sure he said, I don't remember where it's from.
We couldn't find the quote. No, but remember it. We recall.
Yeah. At one point he ended up saying that J-Hope would be the leader of BTS if he weren't, that J-Hope would be a really great leader for BTS. And I think it shows that he is, maybe not easily impressed, but offers good feedback and is approachable. He's just perfection.
on top of that, someone that people look to for support and for guidance. I think he has so many amazing leadership qualities. Mm-hmm. And something we haven't really hit on yet is while he has this hopeful and energetic persona, he can also be very chill, very low key. He's not always like this upbeat, super energetic person. He is definitely capable of chilling out and, just being, not putting a lot out into the world at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He can also have a kind of funky vibe sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's funky. I love it.
Okay, so let's talk about some of his interests and his hobbies. So the first thing that came to my mind was Kaws. He loves Kaws. He has so many of them. I think it definitely started as like something Namjoon was interested in at first, but I think he got J-Hope into it.
And, or vice versa, I'm not sure.
Okay, that's true. I think I just always assumed that it was Namjoon first, but
J-Hope is really into Kaws.
He has them lining his studio. Whenever he gets a new one, he shows it off on social media.
He's so proud of it.
So proud. Mm-hmm. And it's such a cool art collectible that he just really, really enjoys having.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going along with other interests and hobbies, dance, obviously, but shoes and fashion and just style. He is a style icon. His fashion truly is his own unique style, but it's just such good taste. Mm-hmm. I look at what he wears and that airport fashion that he has never disappoints.
Best airport fashion of all time. Yeah. It's the best.
He really has good taste.
Oh yeah. He looks good in everything he wears. And like, I look at his outfits, I'm like, that is a great fucking outfit. And I would never think to wear anything like that.
Yeah. No. I don't know if I could ever pull off all the things that he wears, but he pulls off like everything.
So many different colors and textures and like different garments as well. Like he really just, anything that he touches, it looks good on him.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, he really could be like a fashion designer. He should make his own fashion line.
Oh my God, yes.
In the B concept photos, I love that in his room, in the back, you could see all of these shoes behind him, because that's something he's also really passionate about. Is it's kind of like his fashion is also joining his hobby of collecting, like he does with Kaws.
Yeah.
So getting all these different types of shoes, but all of them being very high fashion and his style.
Absolutely. I think that he likes to collect those different parts of fashion too, in the same way. I think that would make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. That he's a collector of art, and his fashion is just an extension of his art.
Mm-hmm. A really good quote from J-Hope talking about fashion and clothes. He said, "I thought about what other way to express myself comfortably other than music, and it's clothes. When I put on clothes that suit me, I get the feeling of happiness and excitement."
Oh, I love that that's what clothes are for him.
Mm-hmm.
Something else I want to mention is his love for the artist Takashi Murakami. This is a Japanese artist who makes fine arts media as well as commercial media and is known for blurring the line between high and low arts. This is the artist who is responsible for that multicolored flower with a smiley face that J-Hope tends to wear and accessorize with. People relate this artist to like that of like Lisa Frank, kind of like that concept, like very bright and vibrant, different colors, different cartoon aspects. But whenever I think particularly of his fashion, he loves to include these characters, in little pieces of his fashion. We're talking about his airport fashion. I think about that clear bag
that he had.
It had that flower on it. And that was such an integral part of like the whole outfit concept.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is another thing that he enjoys.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a person who appreciates art so much.
Mm-hmm. Truly.
We'll be right back. Iconics, Being an Army is coming up. You have until February 14th to submit your Being an Army story. If you've written to us before, send in an update. If you haven't reached out to us, why not? We would love to hear from you, collecting your stories, hearing all of your incredible tales of being an Army. Truly is one of the highlights of our entire year. Don't miss out on an opportunity to have your story told. Send in your Being an Army story at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com or DM it to us on Twitter or Instagram by February 14th.
Yes, guys, please send in your submissions. Tell us your story so that we can, for our fourth Being an Army episode, share your story live on the podcast. We absolutely love it.
Yes, guys. Thank you. Also, Iconics, please support us with our new podcast. Listen to 1 through 7 on Spotify, exclusively on Spotify. This week's episode is titled Unplug, and it's designed to describe the process of unplugging and taking a moment for ourselves to step back from our responsibilities and the day-to-day grind. To stay updated, follow 1 through 7 on Spotify and at 1 through 7 on Twitter, 1 through 7 pod on Instagram, and like our Facebook page, 1 through 7.
Yes, guys, please go give it a listen, especially if you feel like you're glued to your phone or you're feeling overwhelmed with all the different responsibilities that you have in life right now, and you just need to take a step back. Go and listen to our unplugging episode on 1 through 7 because it's a great playlist that really gives you the time to do that, to step back away from all of it.
Yeah.
And unplug.
Yeah. And now back to J-Hope.
J-Hope.
Okay, so we're going to get into J-Hope's pre-debut story. So I just want to talk about some sources right off the bat because we did get some really good info. The first is from an article from centralsauce.com by Elliot Sang. It's called J-Hope's Journey from B-Boy to BTS Rap Star. And then also we referenced somebody who we also found a thread from for our Leader Redux episode, which is Bapsade on Reddit. And their post, BTS pre-debut history 2010 to 2013. So about J-Hope, he always had an affinity for dance, and he begged his parents to let him pursue dance seriously when he was in the sixth grade. At this time, in the sixth grade, like just conceptualize, in the sixth grade, he joined an underground dance team called Neuron. This was junior high, okay? At the time, he was already well known for his dance skills. During his time in Neuron, he won many local prizes, and it culminated in him getting first place at a national dance competition in 2008.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you imagine just knowing your calling in sixth grade? Like, no. I'm meant to do this. But yeah, he went in and he joined Neuron and all this other stuff. He was very, very well known in this like underground dance scene.
First place. Mm-hmm. First place at a national dance competition.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So he took dance classes at Gwangju Music Academy for 6 years, from fourth grade through his first year into high school. He auditioned and trained with JYP for a while, and it was even theorized that he may have been considered for a position in GOT7, but didn't end up getting the gig. He then auditioned for Big Hit in 2010 and successfully wooed Bang Chiyuk and other decision makers. Yay. And signed a contract shortly after. So on December 24th, 2010, that was the first day that J-Hope moved into the Bangtan dorms.
Oh, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. And I can't even say J-Hope because he's not J-Hope yet.
He wasn't J-Hope yet.
Yeah.
Jung Ho-seok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And oh, what a Christmas Eve night that was for him, though. I mean, he got to have fried chicken with Min Yoongi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So grateful that he ended up leaving JYP.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. And that he's in BTS instead of GOT7.
Exactly.
I mean, can you imagine?
I had no idea that. I really didn't know that he was going to be in GOT7, potentially.
It was just rumored. It wasn't like, but he was definitely like a trainee in potential for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would we even know about him if he was in GOT7? you know, and he's
it wasn't his destiny.
It wasn't his destiny. It was always BTS.
It was always BTS.
So during this trainee time with Big Hit, he learned how to rap and sing. As a trainee, he actually wrote and produced songs weekly. It was a requirement that they do that. He also worked as a backup dancer for Big Hit. Hoseok said on learning how to rap, quote, "Rather than saying I was forced to learn to rap, I naturally absorbed it in my daily life. I would return to the dorms to some freestyle rap happening. And in the beginning, I would wonder incredulously, how are they able to do that? But I could feel that this was what defined rap. It was so interesting watching them fool around, dissing each other through rap, talking to each other through rap." And that's J-Hope from 2018.
Wow. To have that mindset, he's just such an amazing person, because not many people would have this mindset going into learning a new skill. I love that he says, "I didn't force myself to learn it." You know, he didn't have that mindset at all. Mm.
He absorbed it.
He absorbed it.
And he got to obviously learn from Namjoon and Yoongi, which must have been incredible even back then.
Yeah. You know? So J-Hope first appears as a member of Bangtan in July 2011 in an advertisement for Big Hit's second audition, Hit It. And this audition is actually the audition Taeyang ends up attending and gets picked out of nowhere.
He didn't even mean to be there and wasn't even there to audition.
He wasn't even auditioning, but somehow got discovered. Amazing. But anyways, that's Taeyang.
Destiny also.
But that's the first time that we see J-Hope appear is in the advertisements for this Big Hit audition, Hit It. There's tons of pre-debut videos of J-Hope dancing, and we have them linked in the episode. So if you're one of our $1 patrons, go check it out. These videos of him are so great because it's pre-debut J-Hope. So he's just super fluid. You can see he's learning a lot, but he's just so skillful. And you see some of his like joyful personality peeking through already in these pre-debut videos. He's just incredibly talented, and you can see why Big Hit was like, yes, we want him. He's the one. He's our main dancer.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, there's videos of him where we're like, these are literally the youngest version of him that we've ever seen on video. Like, this has to be him, like in junior high, just having joined Neuron. And he's dancing with someone who's clearly much older, much bigger than him. Why is he outshining him? Like, you know, where that was even way before his skills were like fully developed as they are today. And he was, I mean, he was standing on his own easily.
Yeah.
Very cool to see those videos.
Mm-hmm. Something I also didn't know, or maybe didn't think too much about, is that J-Hope briefly left the group. In the third episode of Burn the Stage, this is the first time that Hoseok mentioned to us that he ended up leaving the group. There's not much about this, so the best guess that we could find of when he left the group temporarily was between January and May of 2012.
Yeah.
But it was very brief, and it was suggested that he left because it was just, you know, he just felt like he wasn't needed, or that the pre-debut schedule was just so grueling that he just had to, he felt like he had to step away from it.
Yeah, and we don't know a lot about this time. There's mm-hmm. really not a lot of information out there, but we did just find some examples of how hard he worked during that time. So according to him, when the group filmed the choreography for We Are Bulletproof Part 2, they did it every day for 3 months.
Crazy.
And quote, "Even the slightest difference in angle between our bodies or movements in our fingers meant we had to film it again."
Fingers.
Insane.
Insane. I mean, yeah.
When we watch the dance practice videos, we talk about how in sync they are and how it's so incredible. But the fact that, I mean, how hard they're working to get to that mm-hmm. is insane.
Yeah.
He even said, quote, "I even collapsed on occasion. I injured myself lots. I even had too much blood accumulated in my feet that I had to get it drawn out."
That's insane.
Like, what? What even is that medical procedure?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
But it sounds terrible.
Like, it sounds extreme. Like, yeah. You know, it sounds like you have really worked your body to an extreme to mm-hmm. have to do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so he did leave, but it was very temporarily. And we saw that because of Jungkook pleading him to stay and just the devoted fights of RM specifically. Namjoon said in Burn the Stage, he said, "I talked to the guys and I told them we need Jungkook. We can't make it without Jungkook."
BTS R7.
And Namjoon just knowing he's a part of this. He is Bangtan. We need him. We won't be who we are without him.
Yeah.
Like, we got to get him back.
And how lucky and how grateful we are that he did return. Mm-hmm. Because so many amazing things have come from that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So from there, let's talk about, as he moved past pre-debut into debut, his role in BTS. So we know that he is the main dancer and he's also a lead rapper. And he's mentioned that he feels like the bridge between the Maknae line and the Young line, mm-hmm. which is very him.
Very him. He really is. For lyrics and production, he has worked on so many songs and some of the best BTS songs he has been credited for. Some of these include intro Boy Meets Evil, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Hello, Blood, Sweat, and Tears is J-Hope's song.
Literally, okay, the reason why both these songs are on here is because that whole era is J-Hope's era.
Wings era, J-Hope.
It's him. It's mm-hmm. him. Like, oh my gosh. The Boy Meets Evil music video, cinematic.
Yeah.
I mean,
Mama with the choir behind him.
Oh my God.
Wings. I wish I could have been at that concert.
I know. Wings was so amazing. Yeah. Another really incredible song is, of course, Dang. Mm-hmm. One of, I mean, ARMY's hype song, the ultimate diss track. Not only did he co-write it with the other two rappers, but his flair and his funk and his cockiness is all over that song.
Oh yeah. All his ad-libbing too. Gosh, mm-hmm. J-Hope's ad-libs like really add so much to BTS's music as a whole.
Yeah. The energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always think about him in outro tier. I always think about him controlling the center choreography and I Need You.
Oh yeah.
He's such an important role in that song.
Oh yeah.
Like, it can't be done without him.
Absolutely not.
No.
Some other songs that he's worked on that are just amazing. Jamevu.
Oh.
Autumn Leaves. Gosh, his verse in Autumn Leaves. He worked on Awake. I had no idea. Like, Jin's song. He worked on Awake. I never knew.
And what a beautiful song that we really appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dionysus, Hello.
Duh.
J-Hope. Written all over it. Dis-Ease. Absolutely incredible. I love how Dis-Ease is really, I feel like that song could have been on Hope World somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so him and everything that he talks about personally with that song too, just so great. Outro Ego,
of
Trivia,
course.
Just Dance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, incredible songs.
All of his solo songs, I feel like, are so representative of who he is and like the energy and what he has to provide and also what he has to say. And then like thinking about songs that he worked on a lot, I think, you know, further show, you know, what he has to say, what's important to him, especially with Dis-Ease, especially like knowing that he worked on freaking Awake.
So main dancer, lead rapper, and a huge songwriter, producer for BTS as well.
Definitely mm-hmm. integral in their song creation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So for solo projects, Hoseok co-wrote and featured on Jo Kwon's Animal in 2012 and was credited as Jung Hoseok of BTS. This song was actually really huge and was successful. And so pretty awesome that J-Hope was credited in it as J-Hope of BTS.
Yeah.
He also worked on one verse. He put this is his own song that he ended up uploading to SoundCloud. This was like shortly after their debut. This was December 21st, 2015, but it was like his own rap verse song, like his own rap song.
It was like a big goal for him mm-hmm. to always put out his own music. And this was like one verse was like his first step into doing that.
Yeah. So shortly after this, we end up getting Hope World, which was released on March 1st, 2018, which is his first mixtape. And this mixtape debuted at number 63 on Billboard 200 and peaked at number 38.
Wow. That's impressive, especially for it being his first solo work.
Yeah. Hope World to this day is one of my top five favorite albums. I think it's just absolutely one of the best. Every single song on Hope World is incredibly well done. You can see that hardworking perfectionist just does his absolute best and puts everything he has. J-Hope really worked so hard on this album, and it shows. It's just so well put together. Every single song is perfection.
Yes. And every single song has like a different role and purpose, and the order in which he put them in on this album. I think he really thought about it and planned it and did it so perfectly.
And it's so authentic and so him. Mm-hmm. He really creates this Hope World with all of the songs that are just true to his style, his unique style. Yeah. Daydream, Hope World, and Hangsong charted on the World Digital Songs chart at 3, 16, and 24, respectively.
Wow.
Yeah.
Globally.
Mm-hmm.
His impact. Wow, really.
He's just an incredible musician.
He is. Hope World is one of those albums that you can literally listen to at any time. We always fall back to talking about catharsis and the cathartic feeling that their music can bring us. Hope World 100% was one of our first, like, you know, initial experiences with that, where we really understood this is catharsis that we're feeling, like, through these songs.
Through his art. Through feeling his art. This emotional release, this cathartic feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just incredible. Since Hope World, he has worked on Chicken Noodle Soup featuring Becky G, which was a huge song for him. It was released on September 27th of 2019, and it debuted at 81 on the Billboard Hot 100, making him the first member of BTS to chart on Billboard Hot 100 individually. This song was monumental also because one of the first dances that he ever learned was the Chicken Noodle Soup dance.
Yeah.
And so he always loved that song, always had an affinity for it. And so I remember him talking about how special it was for him to go back and now, you know, get the rights and be able to recreate this song personal to him.
Yeah.
I thought that was such a special moment for him.
It really was. It was such a fantastic song. I'll never forget when it was released. His solo projects, every song that he has had the slightest hand in working on has been fantastic. So his solo projects are just him to the core, and it's good music.
It's incredible music. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that there's going to be another mixtape soon.
We are hoping.
We're hoping. Yes. You know, our hope, our angel. We're just hoping for, you know, we want Hope World too.
I don't think he's done writing music. Whether or not he releases a mixtape is up to him, but I have hopes that he will.
Everybody's talking about Jungkook 1 right now, or maybe Taeyang. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, okay, if we're thinking about the rap line rotation with mixtapes, it's time for J-Hope again.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's hoping. There has been like rumors circulating that, you know, he has songs and, you know, he's putting one together. So we can only hope that if he decides to bless us with it, that it would be soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So to end this episode, we're just going to talk about our favorite Hobie things and Hobie moments.
Yes. Okay. So obviously we have to talk about his stage presence.
Absolutely. Number one.
Yeah. It's unmatched.
Mm-hmm. We're very blessed that we've gotten to go to 2 BTS concerts at this point and witness Just Dance in person both times.
Mm-hmm.
He's just unreal. The way that he commands the stage, he can just gather a crowd. He really feels off the crowd and he can get us energized so well. He's just an incredible performer.
Yeah. You literally, just thinking about him performing Just Dance, like at Chicago, literally that thought just gave me chills. Mm-hmm. Like ridiculous. But I always remember that moment where he's like at the corner of the second stage, all he does is put his hand up and he moves one hand like out and back in, just waves it like literally one time. Instantly, the entire crowd, all, you know, thousands, what, however many it was, you know, I don't remember.
I mean, that whole, okay.
The entire stadium.
Half the stadium.
Everybody.
Basically that he was facing towards.
Right.
Everyone
put their hands up immediately
and mirrored his motion,
waved back and forth from then on for the rest of the song. And it was just this energy. He gave off so much energy to the whole crowd. We all felt like, you know, just, I feel stupid to say energized, but no, you know, but we felt it so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has incredible. A very electric energy on stage. He's such just a natural born performer. Mm-hmm. This is what he was meant to do. He really commands the stage. Gosh.
He was totally meant for this. Mm-hmm. Like, he was meant to be on stage and to share, you know, he's a true performer. When I think about, you know, all of the qualities that go into being a great performer, I think he has them, you know?
Definitely. Yeah. Something that we talk a lot about is how incredibly versatile J-Hope is, and that he really just needs some praise here because he is a singer, a rapper, a dancer, a performer, a songwriter, a song producer. I mean, he just can do it all. He could potentially, you know, if Namjoon said if he wasn't the leader, that J-Hope has the skills of a leader.
Yeah,
he can just do it all so well too.
Yeah, and at the same time, he's underrated as fuck.
Yeah, he is.
Like, that's hands what down. We have to talk about is that around every turn we see him being underrated, and so we just need, you know, people to value him as much as he deserves. Look, this is all I want. Okay, every time you see J-Hope on Twitter, retweet it. Like, why not? Why are you not?
Yeah,
bless everyone's
timeline. I have a hard
timeline.
Time not retweeting anything that's J-Hope
how
related.
Can you not? You know, he every line in the song, every rap verse that he has is so fucking good. Mm-hmm. Perfectly executed. I mean, how many times is, you know, his line people's favorite line in the song, or his verse people's favorite? And like, to see the lack of support that he gets sometimes, or the lack of calling out that people will call out saying like, hey, like he didn't get the support or whatever. It's not right.
It's not.
It's not right. You know? So, sorry, I'm going to rant a little bit.
No.
But he's so underrated.
He is. He's so talented. And he is such an essential core part of what makes BTS's songs really good, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love his Hope on the Street videos whenever he does them, or, you know, during quarantine, he started to go live with them. Also was such a blessing. But if you have the time, go back and watch some of his Hope on the Street, because it is just so fun to remember those videos again, to see him freestyling, and just to truly see him in his element.
Those videos are so great. Yes, definitely check out Hope on the Street. Something we love about him is every time he hip thrusts into our face during Bepse.
Hell yeah.
I mean,
that's it. That's it.
And feeding off of that, also any sort of dance break. J-Hope is just incredible. So the dance breaks, like I Need You, the dance break for Dynamite. Holy crap.
Oh my God.
Holy crap.
Like, just think about it again. Just think about that outfit, the body.
Suit, a little bit of chest showing.
Stop.
The hat. Yeah. But just the way his body moves. Holy crap.
Yeah. His dance breaks during like Fake Love and Dionysus, the ones that he has with Jungkook also, to me are so iconic. Like, those are so, so good. And I love how they feed off of each other then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really love anytime he's wearing a beanie and his little ears poke out.
So cute.
So cute.
Anytime we get to see his heart smile.
Yes.
And those cute little dimples too. He can like activate those on command. Like
he can.
Oh, he's so cute when he does that too.
It's
but
so
yes,
freaking cute.
I was just seeing people posting on Twitter lately about just how J-Hope is heart shaped. Like, his mouth is heart shaped. His hair is heart shaped. Like, he's just a heart.
That's too cute. That's so cute.
But yeah, especially his heart smile. Yeah, so cute.
So cute. Also his fucking forehead. His forehead.
Did we rate him as having the best forehead
in
BTS?
I think we rated him as having the best forehead in BTS. I mean, okay, might be a contender against Taeyong now that Taeyong has fully revealed his forehead with Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
That moment literally floored us. But we just watched Chicken Noodle Soup before recording this episode, and we're once again reminded with the power of J-Hope's forehead from that video. And wow. Yeah. It's incredible.
The mic drop performance where his full forehead is out. Man, he was coming for blood with that one. Oh my God.
Don't even talk to me about it. I can't.
Yeah, his forehead. Something that I also really love is his laugh, especially how he just can't help but to throw his whole body to the ground, just laughing in hysteria. There's so many Run episodes and behind the scenes where you see J-Hope just completely lose his shit and laugh with his full body and just fall to the floor.
Like sometimes he'll like get up from a chair to fall to the floor laughing. Yeah. And other times it's just literally his body just gives out because he's laughing so hard. Either way, I love that so much. His laugh is so infectious.
It is infectious. Oh my gosh. It's perfect.
Love J-Hope so much. You know, Iconics, did we miss your favorite things about J-Hope? I hope we didn't, but if we did,
a lot of them.
We covered a lot, but if we did, make sure you reach out to us and let us know so we can share those also. We want to extend a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen Rochel, Michelle Park, Deja, and Meg DiRuggio. If you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoyed any of our previous episodes, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts, reach out to us on social media. We love to hear from you. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.